Is there anything else the party would like to do while they're waiting?
I've tested the ground and talked about family and...
Arden and Sam are vibing.
So we moved the cart off the map.
Making sure we do.
Did we ever test if it was a mimic?
The cart?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would we do that?
Because he made the cart a mimic of the board.
I put my hand on the cart and I check for teeth.
You'd have to assess if it's alive.
It giggles.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, the cart is alive and not nefarious, so we can talk to the cart now.
Hello?
To waste 30 more minutes.
While you have your conversation with your favorite cart of the day, a storm begins brewing above.
Hmm. Oh, no. Who could have ever expected such a development?
Why, Yima only said that this terrain would become difficult if it got wet like 5 times. I'm surprised.
Sam is shocked.
If any of you would like to make a survival check about that, feel free.
Why?
Why? It's raining. What do we need to survive?
You said a storm is brewing, not necessarily that it's just rain.
8+ survival check, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a crack of thunder or
17. Mm-hmm. Is this like a natural thing? Or
a peal of lightning to break Sam out of his vibe?
Vibe check.
I cause pony physical pain.
It's not stormy, it's gonna be like just a little bit of rain, thunder.
You don't feel any moisture in the air.
Oh, it's a thunderstorm.
A dry thunderstorm.
What time of day is it?
You're in the latter part of the day, and the skies are starting to get darker.
Dusk and lightning, Theron shivers.
Arden formally requests a good foley on this fight scene.
So Sam come out of the concentration?
Yeah, they would. You 17. Can keep the humming going, but...
17 on survival.
So, that storm normally would have moisture to it, but it doesn't. There is thunder sprouting from cloud to cloud, and it is rolling in gradually, and then you feel like a little something on your face. Like a,
does it burn?
No, it's like pebbles. Like
hail.
Oh.
Oh, hail no.
Sam drags Arden into the cover of one of the spirits.
Fair.
Arden just resists.
Well, he's concentrating.
Yes, and that's... Being physically drug around is actually going to make it even harder to concentrate.
Or would you rather be pelted in the head with hail?
Is this big hail, or is this just hail?
There's a chance you get hit with a few big things, like an apple-sized.
An apple is massive.
Yeah.
That's like permanent brain damage.
Yeah. It's an apple. Sure.
I mean, yeah, sure, it'll put a break your windshield, but it's just an apple.
There's a small chance.
I'm going to come over and just drape my cloak over Arden so he can stay there where he is.
Are you gonna did you stop Sam from dragging him through the gravel?
Well, maybe that will stop Sam from doing so.
I'm not fucking like laying him on his back and pulling him that way. It's like hooking under the shoulders and like...
That seems like not an okay thing to do to somebody.
Arden will open his eyes and say, "I am fine."
And then gets pelted in the head by an apple-sized piece of film.
I've been able to maintain this for a while before. And if there is... Yeah, that's the thing. If there is apple-sized hail, it's probably most of the hail is going to be, like, bruising hail. Because big chunks don't just appear by themselves. That's...
Depends, but yeah.
And besides, there is, like, literally no cover here anyway.
Well, Sam tries to take cover behind the rocks.
You successfully take cover behind the rocks.
I'm going to provide cover for Arden.
You provide cover with your body.
Which makes Sam's cover useless. Thank you.
What do you mean?
We share damage.
So wait. Are you giving, like, Bada a, like, what the fuck are you doing look? And Bada's like, what?
Just tapping the ring finger. It's like, hello.
It's a black eye manifests on Sam's face.
Yeah. I'm not looking up at the hail. Oh, no, he rolled for it. Sorry, they rolled for it.
Bada?
Yes?
A slightly bigger piece, maybe the size of a half-eaten carrot, smacks in the back of your head. You take 2, which is split into 1 each.
Wait, did it hit the moth?
No.
Also, question, how much health do I have right now? Like, did we recover from sleeping?
Yeah, you would have recovered all the way to full, all of you.
You have zero. You're dead.
Okay, I immediately cast
Cure Minor Wounds.
Cure Minor Wounds.
1 point.
Back up to. There you go. Okay.
Well, you'll be able to maintain your concentration and achieve the connection to the land.
Does he look different? Is he like Super Saiyan? Eyes glowing? Anything?
I believe the description before was like, my eyes were glowing white, and I had an aura of pale light around me.
Yes.
And now the ground probably does, too.
Wow, so white dog with white eyes with white. You're very white.
How much time is left?
Looking at your rock?
My not-smartphone. Alien smartphone device.
Dumbbell.
Slab of spire stone.
Spire tablet.
What'd they call it in Breath of the Wild?
Oh, the Sheik slate.
The spire slate, yeah.
There we go.
It would seem they might already be here.
Oh. Well, how close are they on the map?
Above you.
Oh.
Quite a ways.
Arden looks directly up and shouts into the air. I see you've arrived. Could we take a moment and speak for our interview?
Diplomacy check.
Nat 20. Half these enemies. No.
Six.
The storm begins in earnest. Bada, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Can you, like, get behind a rock?
3 damage. Okay. So both of you have... Well, you're at 2 and you're at 1 or 2.
Oh, you're splitting damage. It up?
It gets split up by the ring.
But I'm saying, like, wouldn't it just round down for both of us?
No.
No. That's too good.
No.
It's one.
It'll even out.
And also an important thing is if
I did 2, you took 1.
If it gets out of hand, you can always take the ring off to end the effect. Do not forget that. Munis remains, or fuck, I hate these names. Moonsea remains in the air.
Yes. Theron, just before we get any farther, what are you up to?
Let's see. Are all the people's positions correct out there?
Are these correct positions? Everyone, please take your opportunity to move things as appropriate.
Oh, yeah. What, Bada? Bada, you're facing away all the way back there?
And then you're hiding behind...
Well, they're all 5-foot rocks, so...
Yeah.
Just enough to duck under.
Well, except for the ones that aren't.
Too far away.
It's south where south should be.
Okay.
So I was like...
I would like to be right here, hiding next to... with a good vantage point of most of the team.
All right. The storm is going to give you a -4 penalty to listen and spot, so long as it's going on.
If only we had a druid with control weather.
Hi.
No, I know you can't do that yet.
No, I can make it worse. That's what you want. I've been too soft also.
So Moonsea does not descend from the sky still.
Everyone, please make a spot check.
Oh, nice. So there's a -4 penalty to this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 8.
4.
18.
14.
All right. Both of you are going to notice when the hail hits the ground, it seems to pierce into it.
The what?
The hail.
What?
Like the chunks are biting, like they're getting half submerged into the ground.
It's a heavy hail.
It's because it's not hail. It's a shapeshifter, remember? It's not frozen water.
Theron consumes her... Well, okay. I'm supposed to do this right when Moonsea shows up, and I just... witnessed Arden yelling into the air.
True.
So I'm going to consume the bark skin.
Fair.
Potion.
Arden's going to cast false gravity.
Interesting. This is going to be very interesting here with that.
Yeah, I mean, if I was feeling particularly arrogant, I could just hang out on the underside of Moonsea and avoid the hail, but that's stupid.
Also, I take that back. I do not consume the oil. I just rub it all over myself.
Okay, there you go.
Therian drinks half the potion, sees the label that says external use only.
This used to call it poison control.
Sauce!
So
that's the essential oil's taste.
That is going to give you 3 natural armor. So that is going to bump your armor class up to 28. And your touch remains the same, but you'll get a +3 to your flat-footed. Okay. Do not forget that. Yima, do not forget that.
Punchy, punchy!
I have a new AC.
Yep.
Sam is going to just yell out, like, "Harden!" And then point at the...
The what?
The shards of hail that have stayed solid and pierced into stone,
mm-hmm.
peppering the field. And then, since I guess everybody's doing something, going to start singing and inspire greatness.
What does that do?
Inspire greatness. They both within 30 feet? Sure are. Let's see. It's going to target Bata and Arden, who both gain 2 bonus hit die.
Oh, jeez.
Does this end if you transform?
A +2 on attack.
I think 3 or 4 rounds after.
It's 5 rounds.
5 rounds. Ooh. Yep.
And a +1 on fortitude.
Okay, so hit die.
Two hit die.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
Commensurate number. Apply the target's constitution modifier to these bonus.
Oh, so what kind of hit? Is it like D12s or?
Hit die.
D10s. I don't know if that's specific to me.
So go ahead and roll 2d10, both of you, for as if you had additional hit die.
Well, I don't know if that's specific to Bard. Is a Bard's hit die 10?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so I guess it is just 2d10.
That's just really good. Roll twice.
Ooh. Ooh. A 9.
Uh-huh.
21.
So you have a temporary increase of HP of 21 HP. Oh. Also means your hit die went up, so it means effects that care about your hit die are now going to have a harder time affecting you.
So it's like kind of like Rage Tech, except a little bit beefier.
Yeah. Yeah. And their actual hit die increases, so they'll stack with the temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a +2 to attacks and a +1 to fortitude saves.
All right, +2.
That's relevant.
+2, +4.
And it is technically a mind-altering ability if anyone would like to resist it.
I can feel myself getting stronger. No! No, block it out. Block it out.
So what kind of song is this?
Well, it's called Inspire Greatness.
We are the champions.
Yeah. Or, because it targets these two.
What?
A love song.
Oh. Okay, roll for your song.
Oh, God. It wasn't real.
Oh, and I will always love you.
Tender,
with the hail going,
I will always love you. I'm sick.
Yeah, well, Celine Dion is.
That's not Celine Dion.
It's not.
No.
Oh,
Whitney Houston.
The very dead Whitney Houston.
Well,
it is Whitney Houston.
The character's performance was 44, even if the player's performance was 3.
You nailed that.
And that. Whatever kind of song it is.
All right. As your song breaks through the hail, what's up, Ard?
I've been trying to talk to Moonsy for a while. But not. If things are still happening, I'll wait.
He's not talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to try to yell at Moonsy then. Hey, Moonsy! We believe your... What's it called? Boss wants to talk to us afterwards or soon?
Diplomacy check.
He doesn't know.
Well,
he does not CC'd on that memo.
Yeah, that's the. They're gonna kill him. I guess we'll just set this up.
A 9. I've rolled a 3 on that.
After you make that statement, there is a increase in the electrical activity in the storm, and 4 large multicolored rocks fall down to the quarry and slam into the terrain around you.
Oh, they made it worse.
You said you would.
And he did.
And he did.
Well, screw you too!
These crack open after impact, and 4 different creatures crawl out.
Oh.
A being made of burning plasma.
What's plasma?
It's made of fire.
Oh.
It looks like a really hot fire.
Fire elemental.
Plasma element. It's probably a little bit of electricity in there.
One that lands behind you and goes boom, probably gives you a spook. Doesn't hurt you though.
Okay.
Yet. It rises up and forms with the rock that came with it. It looks a bit like it's made of the terrain around you.
Rock elemental.
I've actually been waiting. There's something I've wanted to do for an earth elemental for a long time.
It's like, I've lived my whole life for this moment.
That one's all yours.
Oh, well, I stone shape on an earth elemental. I've always been curious about
that. So rude!
I see. I can see where this is going.
Just like puppet it. You're like, ha ha ha.
More like tear it into pieces.
No, no.
Out of there pops a creature made of a deep blue water gushing up out of its egg. Rock egg.
Reg.
Yeah, permanent cough buddies.
And if the fourth and final stone hits the ground near Zaz, and a seething, powerful wind breaks through the cracks of the stone, forming into a twisting, semi-transparent figure, difficult to see in the darkness of the storm clouds. Combat has begun. Mm-hmm. Arden.
Arden's first.
Come on, I'll go first.
Don't choke up now.
Well, you know, it's only been 7 weeks since I got a cold. Why would I get over the cough now?
It was about being first.
Okay, well.
But same.
You'll be able to get through the... Well, yeah, fuck it, let's just do this now. Arden reaches into his pack and pulls out the oil of Magic Fang and takes a step over to Sam and says, "This is going to feel strange." And he casts Draconic Polymorph on Sam, transforming him into a 12-headed Hydra because you gave me 2 extra Transmutation Caster levels.
Mm. He was like, "I regret that now."
And you can... Yeah, that's the stat sheet. You, mm-hmm. The special feature of a Hydra is you can move and still attack with all of your heads.
Oh. Is that combat reflexes?
It's just a Hydra thing because you have you're a pile of heads on a set of legs.
Yeah.
But I already everything that's crossed out is recalculated to your mental stats as well as all of your base attack and base saves.
Cool.
Now you take up this much space.
4 squares.
Yep.
But luckily you have the size to go over the short pillars pretty easily and the damage to break through the other pillars quite easily. And I believe you also have 10 feet of reach.
Yup. And you have that regeneration.
Fast healing. 22.
Don't lose your heads.
Yeah.
And Arden then uses his move action to declare Sam as his center of gravity.
Okay.
Are you standing on his neck now or something?
On his back.
Okay.
In my head, I just imagine a little puppo just doing little orbits around this big Hydra. Just cackling like, "Ha ha, hit me now."
All right. After that, it's Sam's turn.
Insert TF sequence here.
Yeah, do we have some nice TF description?
Probably not in our BLFC recording.
Oh, okay.
But you can DM me later.
Ooh. You can go into details. To satisfy the TF crowd.
About the cracking paws as they shift into big claws and grip hard into the stone and tear the stone asunder, and the big lengthening legs as he falls over onto all fours. Muscles bursting out of the... Well,
go on, your clothes do not break.
I was about to say, actually, the spell specifies that your clothes merge with the form.
Yeah.
So
it's getting absorbed into your form.
We'll have a sear fur.
The Hydra... What even does a Hydra have? Scales?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
leather.
You're essentially a torso with 12 low-powered dragon heads that don't breathe fire.
But they all have to go to the dentist.
Yes.
Yeah, brushing your teeth is 3 hours every morning.
And each one has a different schedule and a different personality.
A different part of your personality.
Yes, polymorph is a great time for personality defects to come up.
Yeah. One is just constantly hissing.
Scared spiders.
Anyway, the fur will knit together into scales.
Thank you.
It's a nice brown scales. Is apparently he will grow larger and larger, sprouting new necks and new heads from his shoulders until there are 12 total, rippling muscles all bulging underneath to support the weight of 12 heads.
Yeah.
With big ol' Hydra Fang, I assume.
Pointy spiky.
Yep.
What would you like to do with all that?
well, wow. Sam, as a Hydra, will blink many times. Many, many times.
Oh, that's a lot of...
That's a lot of heads. He actually only blinks once. It just happens 12 times.
Yes. Yeah.
12 blinks, 36 blinks. What are we talking about? 48 blinks.
Yeah, 48 blinks. Okay. Just trying to get used and the legs will shift and move around a little bit. And there's this plasma elemental right there on mm-hmm. the inside of that.
Yep. Your heads can actually go around that stone and just bite at it. Hmm. Because they have eyeballs on the end of them, so they can see what they're doing.
Hmm.
That's a spoon thing.
Oh, I see. You couldn't have specified a pyro hydra? No.
actually, that would have... It was more efficient to give you 12 heads instead of 8 fire elemental heads. Hmm. Because I didn't know what sort of energy resistance we were going to deal with.
Apparently all of them.
Yeah, apparently every flavor.
Okay. All 12 heads can attack in one turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
2 hours later.
Oh, no. I feel like this battle's going to go pretty quickly.
Well, according to Puffo's calculations, there's a plus 25 to hit on these heads.
All of them?
Well, so Draconic Polymorph gives him his base average plus 8 strength and 2 constitution. Mm. And Hydra already has extremely high strength. Plus an additional 8 strength, which gives him a high strength. Plus Sam himself has a base attack, which piles into that, too.
Okay. Fair.
So is that even a roll to hit?
Yes.
Yes.
You can still critically miss.
Yeah.
Well, for now, it's just going to be the one head, because Sam doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Okay.
Oh.
He's role-playing a dragon.
Why am I getting the look?
Because he asked you what you were planning and you didn't say anything. You might have been able to prepare having 12 heads.
I actually implied multiple heads a couple times.
Yeah, and then
just took it as lingo.
Yeah.
As suggestive lingo.
But anyway, yes, the role play mechanic is that suddenly having 11 more heads is maybe a little hard to coordinate.
The other 11 heads are just like looking up with their tongues out and going like, oh, this is so awesome.
Weird. It's like, oh my god, I can see so many things at once. Which I assume, why is there is such a big plus to spot and listen?
Yeah. Actually, you know.
Oh my god.
They say 2 heads are better than 1, but fucking 12?
Okay, so an attack roll. What's the crit range on these teeth?
Oh, it's probably just normal, so it's 20.
Okay, so I rolled 19.
Well, right. You've got a ways to go.
You will hit.
And actually, by law of averages, with 12 attacks, you'll probably get 1 crit at least.
Yeah.
Mainly you're rolling for crits. Granted, it's an elemental, so...
So each bite is 2d8 plus 10?
Yes.
Okay.
8.
Jesus.
19?
Ow!
Elemental looks up at him and says, ow!
Does hurt! Is there any return damage from biting into a creature made of fire?
Time to take a little bit of damage.
Time to take a little bit of damage, but I can't take my ring off.
Your ring is inert.
Oh.
You take 6 yes. fire damage.
Okay.
All of your gear is suppressed and absorbed into your body.
So did I go to the max on this from the polymorph?
Yes. Yes.
HP. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 damage.
I did take 6 damage.
Okay. But don't worry, you're at 22 fast healing. It'll be gone in a second.
Oh, right. Yes, I forgot.
So wait, the one head that bites just like rears up with its teeth on fire? Just. Ah!
Hopefully, the other ones go, oh, cool, I want to do that too.
Hotty toddy.
You'll probably get angry and like do the huff, like, huh, I feel that. I don't like it. Hurt it.
Theron, it's your turn.
I am seeing a water elemental, yes. Or a water being.
Yeah, something like that. It's made of water, and it looks threatening.
I have no fucking clue how to fight water.
Oh, also, you two have... Do we start 5 rounds there, or 4 rounds there?
When their turn starts, it'll count down from there.
What? That's...
Oh,
that's...
You have 4 more remaining.
Okay.
For your extra.
You have 5 more remaining until your turn expires.
Okay. Okay. Just keep track. I get the feeling it's going to be... needed.
A long one.
Okay, so it's no reason for me to think that this is Moonsea. So I'm going to approach that mofo and...
Saunter over threateningly?
Yes. Yes. And, well, let's just... I'm sure you'll tell me if some attacks are better than others against this thing? Through context clues?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll attack... I'll do 3 attacks. It'll be Bree, and the club. So that is a 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
I hope so.
So that's 10 damage.
the force of your attack seems to part the creature, but not disrupt it.
Well, because Bree is a piercing, right? Like,
So no visible injury.
No visible injury. Like, it just parted itself around that.
It's like you're stabbing a lake.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to do the second attack with Bree since I declared it already?
Mm-hmm.
I see. So that's 28.
Okay. A little bit of a vibration.
10 damage again.
Okay. You ripple the creature.
Okay. Then the clubby boy. That's 24 to hit.
Okay.
And 6 damage.
That splashes. You get the vibe, I'd say, after hitting it these 3 times. You need to throw a lot more force behind this.
You always do that. Okay.
Whoa, do you mean power attack?
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think I can do anything else after 3 attacks.
No. Zaza's turn.
Ah! So you just jump into the wind?
God. Well, they take a quick stab at it and get sucked into it.
I thought they could only cyclone on their turn. I didn't think that was a reflexive thing.
Don't you worry, these are special.
Fun.
So Zaz is in a little miniature hurricane now.
He's been in there before.
Oh, true. He'll be fine. He came out fine last time.
Getting blow dried.
We've all been in a nice little whirlwind.
Bada, your turn.
Just a refresher. I can take 2 attacks if I don't move, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to cast Quench on the Fire Elemental.
Does that work?
Based on Yima's face, it does.
You put me so scared of fire. You told me to do that fire thing.
Okay. What's the spell save?
Based on Yima's face, that works.
I guess. I never... I mean, it's like the snow shape or the stone shape on the earth elemental. It's mechanically, it could just kill it.
What does Quench do?
Extinguishes non-magical fires or 1 magic item. But I don't know.
Well, it's a magical fire, I assume.
That's what I'm assuming, too.
Actually, fire elemental type creatures, not just fire elementals, take 1d6 per caster level.
Oh, that's nice.
That's 5d6s?
True level 5?
Yeah.
I heard it.
It's like, fire! No, it's gone.
11, okay.
You said 5d6s?
5d6.
Well,
the
5.
They were both the same roll, so 25 damage.
You just throw that magical nature magic water in its face, and it goes, it like just hardens a bit, and some stone falls off, and it screams in an otherworldly tongue.
Yeah. Oh, I speak that otherworldly tongue.
What's it say? I'm going to enter your body and burn out your heart.
Arden does not repeat that.
I mean, it looks impressive. Is it enough that, like, Bada could be surprised at how well that worked?
Yeah.
Cool.
Ooh.
How long does this polymorph last?
Okay.
10 minutes.
Okay.
Good, I'm going to...
Well, you already did your spell for the turn, so...
It should not last that long.
Then I will swing at the rock elemental.
Yep, you cast a spell.
Two of the caster level, so it's actually...
Oh, okay.
Got 2 more minutes.
So I can only move it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you take a defensive stance? No, can you just get 2. Defensive? Can you prepare to get an attack? Because it's, like, right next to you, right?
He's already committed a standard action.
Yeah, so... Not really.
Then I will at least move behind one of the pillars. One of the pillars is between me and the fire elemental.
That one?
Probably to the closer to the left.
10 rounds per
minute. Oh, actually, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
10 rounds per minute.
That way I'm like, he yells at me and I'm like, whoa!
Oh. Oh, no! So 120 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Math.
All right. After that, it's their turn. Moves up to you. And just tries to puts both of its big stony hands together, brings them up, and slams them down on your back.
Oh my god, he's doing the Kirk punch?
It'll hit you twice.
Doctor, what is the damage?
Significant.
It is rock.
18.
Okay. And it's not being split in half.
Very proudly.
I was totally ready to take half of the hits.
Hey, but the important thing is that's currently chewing through your temporary hit points from Sam's buff.
True. Yeah, use those first.
You actually did always use those first. mechanically, temporary hit points fall off before real hit points.
Well, since Bada doesn't understand it,
uses his
thinks he's using them first.
The one that possesses Zaz is going to shimmy over to this rock and then start beating them on the rock with their hurricane.
Oh, is he just flying into the rock multiple times?
Yeah, they get a chance to reflex it.
Ooh.
No. It's special. No. So that's going to be the equivalent of two.
He's died before.
Zaz will take 20.
Okay. One of the heads thought that.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of the heads says, he's died before.
The elemental in front of you, Theron, is going to take on a whirlpool state and move into your square.
Theron bares her teeth so she can get her teeth cleaned while she gets her clock cleaned.
Can they whirlpool on land?
Not normally.
Okay.
Is it fresh water or salt water, Theron?
I don't know.
She's too busy drowning.
Oh, okay. Theron, please make a control shape check.
Huh?
One of the other heads says, you can't say that. That's your best friend's son.
13.
As you get tossed around the whirlpool, the force of the wind inside of the churning water holds you in suspension at the center, and little bits of the water start breaking away from the whirlpool itself and start landing on your body and attaching themselves to you, and they shift into this murky black state and start trying to burrow into your flesh.
I don't want it to do that.
that is what the control shape was for.
I'm role playing that. Ooh. I don't know.
You're just like, I don't want this.
My goodness. And the fire. It comes towards you, barreling in. You may get an attack of opportunity on it because you have the long necks.
Is that one per head?
Just one.
Oh, darn. I was going to be like, oh my god, attack of opportunity on a Hydra. Wait, no. You have combat reflexes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Then you get one per your dexterity modifier.
Which is only a plus one, looks like.
Okay, so two.
You get two.
Prepare your teethies.
But then I take burn damage back.
But you've got fast healing. You'll literally regenerate it.
I don't know that yet.
So the heads are arguing about, like, no, you go. No, you go.
Get in there.
Well, there's probably a rage head that's like, fuck it. It's a four, but with plus 25.
You'll hit.
Yeah. Then the next one's 11.
You'll hit.
Okay. Two D8. I'm going to keep your D8.
Yeah, you're gonna be rolling a lot of those.
Badly. 14.
Okay.
The first one. Also 14. The second one.
Snap, snap. Okay. And now, it's your turn.
Retaliatory damage?
Take 8 fire damage.
That's rounds.
And on your next turn, you're going to regenerate on all that.
You gave me too much time to think about it. I'm sorry.
And then it's its turn. It punches you once. And it's going to throw its weight behind this.
Okay.
What's your AC right now?
Is that total?
Jesus. Yeah.
22.
Oh, it definitely hits you.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. It also needs 2d8. 23 damage. Throws a big, heavy fire punch into your body.
Oof.
Then it's Arden's turn.
Oh, good. I did take that. Am I able to see what's happening to Theron?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For Arden's move action, he will take the oil of magic fang and pour it onto Sam's back.
So it's plus 2, if I'm correct?
Yep. So you have plus 2 to hit and damage with all your heads.
Oof.
Anything about armor class?
If you were... Oh, dang. I do have an oil of magic vestment, but you're unfortunately not wearing anything to enchant.
Yeah.
Give him something.
Put a scarf around him.
Around one neck.
Clothes, man.
Tear off a sleeve and just be like, fuck it.
He has 12 heads. Matt.
And then for his standard action, Arden will point to the whirlpool that, yeah, it'd be more effective against the air elemental, but the water elemental is kind of a bigger threat at the moment. And definitely visible. And cast a gust of wind at the whirlpool.
Interesting. Oh, 50 mile per hour winds. All right. Theron, do you want to pick up this wind? There's like this strong wind breaking through the water elemental. It could potentially lift you away. You want to go? Or do you want to resist it?
Does it feel... So I'm feeling the wind at some point. Does it feel like it is blowing the thing attacking me open.
Feels like it's trying, but the thing attacking you, it doesn't seem to be bothered by it outside of it breaking through its whirlpool. You being suspended in the center by the wind force created by it means if you tried to stay in the whirlpool, you could, or you could try to catch the wind and get launched out of it.
Okay. So I'm, yeah. Okay. Then, yes, I would like to not be in the whirlpool.
Cool. You're going to get launched up to here. Please make a tumble check to land safely on the 30-foot-tall stone pillar behind the both of you.
19.
Okay, you will not be injured. Please make a climb check.
I guess you didn't land on top?
Landed on top, but now it's about getting good footing.
Oh, wouldn't that be more of a balance?
Could I choose to do balance instead? Unless you, like, landed me in the middle of the damn spot.
With the amount of force, I'd say climb check in this case.
Just straight up 15.
You are going to be okay up there. Once the wind passes, you're going to have your balance.
Am I on top of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't forget that flying potion I gave you.
Yeah, it does feel like it's trying faded. To invade me.
It is fated for that fly.
That's why I gave it to her. And it's why I blew her out of that instead of trying to disperse the air elemental. Can I just
drink that shit now, or gotta wait, right?
You gotta wait to wait. Okay.
Anything else you want to do, Arden?
Same move. Yeah, Arden is gonna call out into the sky again. All I want to do is talk. You're wasting both of our time.
Diplomacy check.
Nope. Oh.
Knock there and over.
15.
There is a shift in the storm. I'll let you know about it later. All right. After you, it's Sam's turn.
So with two muzzles that are singed at the front, at the teeth?
Not anymore.
I was getting there. Thank you.
Oh.
And this charred, blackened scales on the chest from the fire punch. Three of the heads growl, two of the heads roar, and the rest snarl.
So complex with your anger.
Yeah.
And one contemplates life.
Sure. Okay, yeah. And one contemplates life. Sam is going to realize that, since I guess this is how we're doing it, since each head represents sort of a different part of his personality, he's going to be like, oh, I've been dealing with making these work together my whole life.
Is one of them wondering where your betrothed wife is?
This is probably the crying one. But then fast healing happens, which just means I get...
Your body regenerates quickly.
Many hit points back? Yep.
Every turn.
Okay.
Wow. Lordy.
I assume that number is accurate then?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Hydras have amazing fast healing.
Yeah, it's 10 plus the number of heads you have.
So the scales lose their carbonized surface and get shiny again as the muzzles kind of wiggle their noses and the... fire goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty intimidating attack.
And now a lot of the heads are angry. Not quite all of them, but a lot of them. So we'll do 7 strikes.
Okay.
On the elemental. Working up to getting all 12 to actually obey.
It's probably a complex experience anyway.
Yeah. Not something you can really roleplay.
Basically, okay. We're looking for 1s and 20s.
Can't even conceive of the process. Well, there's a 1.
Cool. Keep going.
It's 19. No 20s. 1-1.
All right, you're going to take its arm with you with your attack on that.
I did not get what you said at all.
When you bite into it, you're going to take its whole arm off its body.
Oh.
So take a little extra damage.
Do they all take turns, or do they kind of like go in together?
There's probably like 2 or 3 that are like more closely minded that all go at once, but then other ones kind of like strike like from the side.
So yeah, the Hydra actually has a 10-foot reach, so he can actually attack something from...
Yeah,
5 feet away.
That sounds horrific for our nemesis right now.
So do they all hit, though?
Yes.
Okay, 17.
If you roll a 20, you'll be able to avoid the fire damage. If you get a natural 1, you're going to be taking double fire damage.
Okay, so that's 21.
Yeah.
That's 19. 5. That's 23.
42 of them?
How's it feel to be a mythical beast of legend?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
One more. 15.
140?
Jesus.
Jesus. That's not even with every head.
Okay. So, seeing as you hit with all those,
And this time, instead of recoiling from the fire, the maws are gripping you. 16, 10, 16, 20,
24 fire damage.
Oh, hey, they broke the fast healing.
All right.
And that's that.
Theron, your turn. That's all happening behind you, or in front of you. You can see it all happening because you're on top of that pillar.
Yeah, you see like three heads strike at once, and then the other four kind of like pick spots and go like...
Oh, and Arden's riding him like a chariot.
Which you will be getting talked to about.
That he's yelling, and he's also yelling up into the sky. Did you give me a look when you blew me?
No, but Bot is now.
Okay. Yeah, I think Theron's going to interpret that she shouldn't tangle with that thing. Yeah, I guess it started to do the thing we were concerned about. It's just I was going to jump around, which sounds so cool.
Oh, you still could.
You still totally can.
Oh, I can just fly when I want to.
You're good at jumping.
Do you just airbender that shit?
Actually, I just airbended her out of there.
Yeah, well, now she gets to airbend her way across the
okay.
She's pillars.
Drink the potion of... What's the oil of flight? I'll fly next to the stone that he's being pummeled against.
Okay.
And just perch on top of it.
Just watching.
Well, I do something, but I can't.
Theron perches.
Perch. Yeah.
Yes, Theron perches.
Oh, what if Theron perches... Theron perches while she fills out a purchase order.
You just tell him, you know, like, hey, you know, try to cheer him up, like, you know, the little pep talk. Like,
yeah. You
like,
got it, buddy.
Like a coach hey, on the other side of the ring.
Good job, sport. You can do this.
Yeah. So Zaz is going to try and get away from the air elemental.
I'll put my hands out for him.
And instead they get sucked deeper down in. And now that you're there, you can see that there's this little blackish inky stuff crawling over his body.
Yeah, did we see any black stuff when he ripped the arm off?
No.
Oh.
Looks like it only affects our intrepid Umbra folk of the party.
Oh, well, actually, it's just whether or not everyone realizes they're what they are.
Well, aside of that, that's all Zaz can do. It's Bada's turn.
I have a few questions. Okay. I assume fire cannot hurt water elementals?
Yeah, they can. It's just not the best for their health.
For whose help?
The fire. Punching into the thing that helps put you out is usually not a good idea.
Right, okay. And what kind of attacks would an air elemental or wind elemental can they do?
Oh, like, you know, vapor blade kind of things, like slashing. They can just blunt force trauma, hurl you into hard objects. The force itself, the sudden shock could break bones.
Nothing to worry about.
And the Earth Elemental is just very straightforward. I hit you with my big body. Okay. Unless you'll see what else it can do.
I don't think I want to see what else it can do.
Well, you're in luck. Because you don't have a choice.
Thank goodness, okay. Theron, you let me be getting flanked by a breaking position over here.
You want a power attack?
No, where I'm currently at.
That's selfish, Theron.
Your hammer would probably wreck the Earth Elemental pretty good.
Actually, from where Theron was, she wouldn't have been able to see you.
Let me at least move over to the other side of them. So that I'm not getting flanked by the Water Elemental here in a turn.
Were you trying to move? Like, over here, or...?
Just a little to the left.
You're saying here?
Oh, I guess around, if I can go all the way around.
Are you saying...
You're going to get hit.
You're going to be between me and the Earth Elemental?
Yeah.
He bought it. It knocks you in the face once.
For how much?
We're about to find out.
Oh.
It's like, I don't care how much damage it do.
I know I'm going to get hit.
That's cockeyed. That would have been a 10. That's a 3 instead. 12. 23.
Whoa. I regret moving. But I attack it now, I guess.
But now you're not getting flanked by two, just going full round attacks on you.
I know.
So it clocks you in the cheek, and you fucking swing your hammer wide. And
you could attack if you wanted to.
I am going to attack.
Oh. Are you doing power attack, regular attack, or what kind of attack?
Can I still do power attacks?
Yeah.
Power attacks are on sale.
they certainly are.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'll power attack. I'm getting an attack bonus from you, right?
Yeah.
Plus two.
Attack, but not damage.
Right.
Yeah.
But now you can convert that attack bonus into damage.
That's true, we can.
And you're double-handing your hammer?
I'll turn a 4 attack bonus into damage. plus four.
Just four?
Oh, it should have been more. Oh, that's a 29 to hit.
29. That'll hit.
I should have done more. Where is my...
Because you're using both hands or using one hand?
Six. 12.
Important question.
Percentile.
I don't think he's listening.
The percentile is 10.
Using both hands or one hand? The difference is if you use two hands, you'd get double from the power attack and damage.
I mean, you don't have a shield, right?
No.
Then
is there any reason why not to use both hands?
If you have something in your other hand?
Yeah. If you have
but otherwise, else. Not really.
I have a mug.
You've been carrying a mug.
Yeah, he's trailer park boy. It's like his rum and coke.
The entire campaign, with one hand has had a mug.
This is the moment in the campaign where he looks at the hand with the cup and he goes, oh, I should drop this.
I should drop this. I've been carrying it since
Slow
the first
Slow motion
end.
Drops it, puts the other hand on the hammer.
I didn't know I could two-hand the
and
hammer.
And whacks that thing in the chin.
So you'll get +8 from the power attack for this.
There's the D8.
Instead of +4.
Wait, what? +8 for this. What?
Instead of 4.
Oh, that's only a 10.
Well,
plus your strength?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Yeah, 1d8. That's a 2.
Yeah.
Plus 4. So that's 6.
It's enchanted.
Plus another 4. That's 8.
Oh, yeah, and you have a spell inside of it. I don't know if you want to use it or not.
Yeah. You also have a rainbow blast in there if you want to burn it. Or you can save it.
Save it.
All right.
Oh, but I did the power check. 14.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, crack it.
Hey.
And then it grumbles in gravel.
What did it say?
I don't speak that one.
Oh, okay.
I only speak fire.
You're just casually
saying.
I'm going
to stick these stones where the sun don't shine. For those that can't understand it.
Mm. Which is the earth elemental.
Yes. After you, it's its turn. It's going to do that. It's going to start pelting you with rocks.
Good thing we have rotor butter.
Bada AC low.
Oh, oops, that's right.
Bada got lucky on their rolls. Bada, take 32.
That's lucky?
Yeah, they hit you twice.
Math.
Punch you in one cheek, Perfect. And then they give you a lick on the other cheek.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I just realized something.
Book.
Oh, no. These are actually the ideal conditions for something that I've had for a very long time.
Arden spends his entire turn doing this.
It's like, fuck, God, I fucked it up.
Oh, no. I just, it's an item I ignored for a very long time because we weren't in the right conditions for it, but we are now, finally.
Oh, shit.
Apparently Yuma remembers now, too.
I don't remember. What is this?
It's his cloak of stars.
Oh!
It requires me to be in a dark area outdoors.
It's pretty dark right now.
He said it was dusk.
And the sky's been covered up by... Right. So it's got the artificial, natural... Or, I'll consider it natural for the purposes of this.
Somewhere in between.
Close enough. It fools the cloak.
The cloak's just like, yep, looks pretty dark.
Is it?
Oh, wait. Oh, right. It's now it's the fire elemental's turn. It's going to keep punching you in the chest.
I can't believe
one arm,
alive.
I believe. It lost
one arm. So it just takes...
It misses twice.
Oof.
It's because he's missing one arm.
And then...
I think you've broken his spirit.
it's all off balance because I took off one of its arms.
It realizes missing an arm, and with a billow of flame, pops out a new one.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Let's see. Ah, yes, the one beating up Zaz. Oh, gosh.
Does he crit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then another hit. Zaz is...
splattering blood all over the rocks.
Yeah. And also their blood is changing. Mm. Getting a little more inky black.
Darren, do some.
And then... Oh, yes. Our good friend over here.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to try and beat down on the large primordial hydra creature.
The hydra suddenly launches into the sky and the water and fire meet and cancel each other out.
Oh, gosh. Take 16 damage.
Okay.
Then there's a shift in the sky, and this dark fume, this like fog, starts to descend. It's about one round from hitting the battlefield. Pours down. Your turn, Arden.
Oh, boy. Arden pulls out his potion of fly and pours it on Sam's back as a move action.
Oh, I was memeing. Apparently I get to just... Is it a potion or an oil?
Oil.
Okay.
You gave me oils. What can I do?
Let's see. What's the level on that? Can fly.
60 feet is fly speed.
The caster level.
I think it's 9.
So 9 minutes.
90 rounds.
Again, I don't think this will last that long, but...
I'm going to start keeping track.
Okay, fair. Oh, right. And my heroism. Yeah, actually, Sam is currently my battle cruiser.
Okay.
The intent was to use the pulse gravity to always stay on your back so that if you got significantly damaged, I could use the cure spells you put in my staff to heal you quickly. But you're also a pretty good battle tank, it turns out.
But do you say this aloud?
No.
Go, my mighty steed, and then you get fucking plucked right off the back.
But because of false gravity, you're my center of gravity, so I'll just fall right back on you.
Okay, so I put you on my belly.
Like a pinball machine.
And crush you.
Anyway, Arden is going to activate his Cloak of Shooting Stars.
Okay.
And activate the ball lightning function and send a... Arden will unfurl his cloak and a dancing orb of light will seamlessly emerge from it and float gently above the water elemental and land on its opposite side, bursting an electrical discharge of 46 damage.
All right.
Don't look at me.
Does it not have a save? Did these glowing orbs? The spheres have a 120-foot duration of 4 rounds. They can move 120 feet per round. Each sphere is about blah, blah, blah. And any creature who comes within 5 feet of it causes it to charge and dissipate. Oh, fuck. I think that's automatic damage.
Oh, wow. Well, that explains the lower dice for it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was kind of lackluster, but...
Actually.
But, yeah. Well, and I can also only do, what, 3 of those a week? Yeah. So...
And it looks like they stick around and you can move them?
No, it discharges.
Oh, okay.
But apparently I can do 2 more. So that's 5, 10, 12.
12? Okay.
12 electrical.
Very well. Will that be all for now?
Yep.
All right. Theron, your turn. Zaz is looking bad.
He's still flying around?
Flying around, and there's like these inky black webs all isn't over it, him now, and they're like...
Isn't it Sam's turn?
Yeah.
After all, my bad. Sam, go ahead. Just battle cruiser.
Theron almost falls off her perch. He's ready to go. And Sam's like, wait!
Well, technically everything's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, what would you like to do with your...
Is there any indication that Sam would know that he can fly?
If you lift any of your feet up, their lack of presence on the ground does not change your buoyancy.
Don't forget your fast healing.
I think that would be the biggest clue, is as your heads move around and stuff, they aren't affecting how balanced you are anymore.
Oh, okay. Especially as bringing more of them in line.
Mm-hmm.
Even the crying one.
Aw.
So why is the wind so cruel everywhere we go? So realizes can push up and take off to hover 10 feet above the fire elemental.
Oh my god, you can't hover above it and just bite the crap out of it.
Just like...
Yeah. Especially because if he's got the center of gravity, I don't have to worry about him falling off.
Yeah, that's no. True.
I think when you do that, the fire elemental will have to go, oh, come on!
So yeah, just
if it knew how, it has a certain gesture it wants to share with you.
But with only one of its arms.
A lack of dexterity means that this big fat 12-headed hydra just kind of like pivots over the elemental. Yep. Just kind of like rolls around
like a floating semi truck.
Yeah, like a parade float.
We're doing all the kinks tonight.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but sure.
I am way too big around or something like that.
Did the water elemental ever attack?
It did. Yeah, it did. It punched you once, and then you...
26. 16. 26 or 16? I don't remember.
Huh?
16.
It was 16. Okay, yeah. That was the water.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, because the fire elemental has done the most damage still, I'm going to go ahead and start hitting its face with 11 heads.
Oh, okay.
Keep track of things.
Well, for now, yes, I'm just please. Rolling. 3, 7.
These are immune to crits.
8, 10, 11. Yes, they are, because I didn't roll any.
All right. Roll that damage.
26. 18. Math is hard. 18 again. 20. 21. 5. Sure. 24.
three, six.
Why are there so many ones?
240.
Jesus.
I'm killing myself more than the elemental is, but...
33 fire damage.
Okay. What happens to this elemental?
It is torn apart. And as it is torn apart and its pieces fall flickering and losing their light into the earth...
Some of them gripped by teeth and thrown into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The others break down. Zaz plops onto the ground. The one behind you, Bada, breaks. Oh. And the water one goes kaploop.
Shared health pool.
Oh, like we used to do.
Yeah.
Theron, Zaz just got flung back down to the ground and they are in bad shape.
Oh, okay. Well, I can, I guess, fly over and I think I, with a heal check, just make sure he's not, like,
yeah,
dead.
Or feed him a potion or something if you have one.
Potion of magic fang.
Really?
Oh, God, I've got no healy boys.
How long does Fang last?
Well, a minute per level?
Oh, wait. No, I do have Healy Boys.
What was the oil level?
Whatever Yima says it is.
What are you excited about?
What caster level was the oil of Fang?
Oh, that. 9.
It's also 90 rounds, and it's been 2.
Theron flies down and cradles the crumpled rat boy and opens his muzzle and gives him a... potion of moderate cure.
Cure moderate wounds?
Yeah.
Okay, please roll 2d8.
4.
As you pour it down, it has trouble getting down the throat. It looks like there's a lot of black tarish stuff inside their body. It's kind of seeping out their eyelids and stuff right now.
Can I spend the rest of the turn plucking as much of it as I can? I grab it?
You could. When you touch it, make a chain shape check.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how you force it out.
Control shape, excuse me.
Doesn't look like it went
well.
That's
a 15.
There is a three-way connection that's occurring right now between you, the black sludgy stuff in you, and in Zaz and Zaz themselves. You feel this dull, like, connection. After you, it's Zaz's turn, and they are going to try and clutch towards you, and they're trying to get out the words, please help. But they're having trouble controlling their body. They're kind of erratic right now. Bada.
I'm going to rush over to Zaz.
And there's blood everywhere.
Can I understand what's going on with him? Like, can I figure it out if I do, like, a heal check or something? Or
heal check would definitely help.
Okay. Oh, that's so bad. It's 11.
They could probably use some healing magic. This looks really weird and bad.
Okay, I'll just...
And they look like they're frantic.
Did I prepare the healing spells? No, because I just did a stupid quench. Cure light wounds. Wait, that's the wrong one. Wait, where does it go?
It's right here. No, I told you I stole it.
4.
Plus 5. Okay. They look less bruised.
How's his?
But did the black goo get any better?
No.
Yeah.
It's simmering inside.
Oh, I know what to do.
Make him puke?
Well, maybe, but no, there's actually a particular spell that I specifically prepared for something completely different, but a secondary effect of it might work.
Let's see.
We could ask Munis.
He's with us. Well, he's with Theron.
Out of curiosity, did you force little moth baby to stay with the cart?
I didn't think about it.
Cool, it's there still.
Great.
It's
there as in where?
On your head.
Oh, okay.
So how did it pan out when Bada got knocked on the head?
I mean, I was thinking like side of the head because of like vertical punches.
Oh, yeah, but you were, I mean a two.
Oh, that was the Kirk punch. That was when it hit them in the back.
Oh, in the back. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see.
The Kirk punch?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have the moth's turn? So I guess we get some retroactive.
It's scared.
The moth flutters.
The moth is like, I am one with the pompadour.
Okay. So here's his retroactive turns. The first turn, the moth blinks. The second turn, the moth shudders.
Is Zaz at least stable?
Yes.
Okay. I just don't know how to deal with this goo. Okay.
Yeah, this is weird stuff.
I know exactly how to take care of this.
Cool. Arden, how do we take care of this?
Well...
Start treating the monkey dragon as your steed. Forward!
And on the enemy's turn, that mist is now going to get down around everybody. and more little bits are going to be falling from the sky. Hard things. The party, please make a fortitude saving throw.
You two get a plus one.
Yay.
Yay. That's true.
But it probably won't matter.
Oh, and your increase in HD also matters.
Oh. Cloud kill again?
Da, da, da.
Ah. Lame.
Fortitude, you say?
Yes.
Is that plus one?
Oh, yeah, plus one. Yeah. Oh, no, it's plus two. Plus two is what you told me before. This is...
I'm, we'll check here.
I think plus two was the attack bonus.
No.
Yeah, it's a plus two on attack and plus one on fort.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got him backwards then. Yeah, I got it. So that's a 20.
Okay.
Hey. Inorganic 20.
An 18.
I see.
26.
33. That extra count's pretty nice, isn't it?
All right. If you got 19 or lower, you take one constitution damage.
Oh.
Sorry, Bada.
It's okay.
The, oh, yeah, so the roll for the moth. Unless, Bada, you want to roll for the moth, if you want to try and help it.
Yeah, I'll roll for the moth.
Although...
It probably only has one.
Oh, no, the poor thing.
Moth is dead, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, do you want it to live? Do you care, like, if it loses or dies?
I would love for it to... I wish I had left it back in the car. I wish it had listened to me when I said it's going to get dangerous here. Please go somewhere else.
It gets to use your fortitude save in that case, then.
Oh.
What's your fortitude save?
Like mine? Like my...
I think, you know, I've got it down here at 10.
Yeah.
It will live through this.
Oh, okay.
For now.
I cast Bear's Endurance on it.
Yes.
Cure your own cure light wounds on your mob.
And then, those hard things falling down appear to be bone-like rocks, piles of them. They're lurching around like a mound of leeches, slithering like snakes.
Bone-like rocks that look like leeches.
What? Propers?
Ooh.
Propes.
And then we stop for now.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our Game Master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.